With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Solar Impulse is a unique plane powered not by jet fuel, but by solar energy, and it is currently on a record-breaking tour around the world. But how does that plane work? And what is it like to fly? I'm Lucka Bibic, and I caught up with co-pilot Andrei Borsberg to ask about his green aviation mission.
You know, what's really special with this airplane, and this is also what is very special as a pilot to fly it, is that it can fly a week, can fly a month. It doesn't need to embark any energy from the ground, and that's extraordinary. Think about, you are over the Pacific Ocean. You just get sun rays from the sun. When you get sun rays, you're on the beach and you would like to be suntanned. And here you get the sun rays on the aircraft, and this is sufficient for you to cross the entire ocean. You know, when you think about it, it's crazy. It's unbelievable. Getting the sun like this coming from the space, in fact, it's sufficient to fly forever.
An airplane which doesn't need fuel has to be designed a little differently from the planes we travel on. For a start, it can only fit one person in the cabin. The wings are as wide as a jumbo jet, but it can only weigh as much as a car. And it also sounds a little different. The plane gets all the energy it needs from the solar cells along its massive wingspan. There are about 17,000 of them, all capturing the sun's rays, just like the solar panels we use back on the ground.
The way we design the airplanes, the way we use these technologies, which allowed us to achieve our goal. And that's part of the message. I mean, if we would do the same with the way we build homes, we would have homes which uses much less energy to be heated, to be cooled. And therefore, you know, reducing the energy consumptions, reducing the CO2, reducing the impact on climate if we believe we have an impact, and so on and so on.
But there is a catch with solar power. This plane takes so long to make its journeys, it has to fly through the night. So what happens when the sun goes down?
So first we need to fly, because you can't stop it with an airplane. I mean, you have to keep flying. So, you know, a boat, you can stop on the sea, a car, you can stop on the road, but an airplane, you cannot stop in the air. If you stop, you fall. So it has to keep flying. That's about one third of the energy which is producing for that. Another third is to climb, that we climb every day to 28,000 feet. So altitude is energy at the end. You know, when you are very high, you can slowly glide down for a while. And so we can slowly use the energy of in altitude to transform it into duration. And then the last third goes into batteries for the flight through the night, so that we can keep flying the following day. So one third to fly, one third to climb, and one third for batteries.
So if the plane has to fly at a slower speed in order to save up as many energy as possible, how much time would it take Solar Impulse to cross the ocean then?
It was at least 5 days, 5 nights to cross the Pacific Ocean. We knew, I mean, we wanted to fly around the world. We knew that we had to fly over oceans. I think we also knew that the airplane could only do this if it would fly slowly to save energy. So we needed an airplane capable of doing it, of flying during the night with the energy we collect during the day only. So how to make sure that the airplane uses so little energy that what we get from the sun is sufficient for 24 hours.
By storing the energy like this, Solar Impulse is able to fly for up to 5 days and nights at a time, powered only by the sun. But if the plane can survive that long, what about the pilot?
You can live pretty well for a week. Of course, you cannot stand up, so you cannot do, you know, huge exercise, but you can do some exercise. We have a toilet, we have the food we need. And then, in fact, we rest in different ways. We rest by sleeping when we can, which is not very often, 20 minutes at a time. But you can also relax and build up the energy in different ways. I use yoga, meditation, breathing techniques for that. Because at the end, in fact, flying so long is more a question of mental preparation than a question of physical preparation. Because, you know, you don't need big muscles, I mean, for what we're doing. But you need to have the right attitude.
That was André Borsberg, co-pilot and a founder of the Solar Impulse.